Well, hello there.
Hi.
And welcome to day zero of hashtag 365. This has been a long time coming, and I'm now right at the start with you of a journey that's going to involve me doing a podcast every single day for the next 365 days.
Download the podcast!
A little joke there for any Alex Baker Show listeners. I think I may have bitten off more than I can chew, but I've committed. I'm going to see it through, and it's going to be, hopefully, really helpful. And let me give you some background. By the way, if you've never met before, my name's Alex Baker. Thank you ever so much for your time and for welcoming me into your ears, wherever you may be with your ears. It's very much my pleasure to be in your ears, figuratively speaking, of course. I've been a TV, radio, podcast presenter for almost 15 years. And for a lot longer than that, I've been pretty overweight. Now, I wouldn't say I was massive. I wouldn't say I was like absolutely huge, but I've been uncomfortably overweight for as long as I can remember. I'm fat and it sucks. That's the reality. Am I allowed to say I'm fat? Surely I can say that I'm fat without being a body shamer. I don't know what to, you know, it's not political correctness gone mad, like I get it, but equally, I'm allowed to call myself fat, aren't I? I do believe that I'm fat. I've got excess fat that I want to reduce in order to live longer. Because that's what it's come down to, really. I've spent my whole life trying to be healthy, trying different diets, trying to do, you know, exercise in the gym, getting personal trainers, all this sort of stuff. Some of it's worked, and a lot of it has massively, massively, massively failed. But it's time now to do something about it. I've now got a daughter who will be 3 by the end of this. She's just turned 2, but by the end of this 365-day journey, she will be 3. And I know it's a bit of a cliche, but I want to be like around, right? I want to be able to play in the park with her and not be out of breath carrying her upstairs and all that kind of stuff. I want to sort of play an active role in my family unit, as we call it. And not we call it, but as one calls it. I mean, just bashing the microphone there. And all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's time to turn it around. And it's not just about weight loss either. You know, this isn't a podcast just about a journey towards getting slim. It's also about getting healthy in my mind, you know, and letting go of some of the things that people have said to me over the years and experiences that I've had that have led me to this kind of perpetual cycle of eating and getting fatter and then getting depressed and getting annoyed about it and then comfort eating and becoming a food addict and it just going round and round and getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It's time to put a wall up and stop it once and for all. And in fact, you know what? I've talked for about 3 minutes and I haven't even done a dramatic intro yet. Should we do a dramatic intro?
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Yeah. Too dramatic? Perhaps slightly too dramatic. Did I over-egg the pudding there? I don't know. I can't tell. So yes, like I say, this is day zero of hashtag 365. My name's Alex Baker, and it is going to be such a journey. I was talking a little bit about why I'm doing this, and one of the things I want to mention is, I guess it's kind of become more of a talking point generally over the past few years, is that blokes don't talk about this stuff. Now, I'm not saying this is a podcast for blokes. It's for everybody. And hopefully, no matter what you're going through in your life, whether it is a weight loss thing or whether it's like a mindful thing or whatever, mindfulness thing, whatever it is, hopefully you'll get something out of this podcast. That's why I want to do it. But it's not just for blokes. But that said, I'm conscious that I'm a dude, and my personal lived experience is that blokes just do not talk about this stuff. And I think they should. Now, blokes, when it comes to exercise, well-being, health, they talk about going to the gym and sports and lifting kgs. Oh my God, I've just deadlifted 500 kgs. That is not my style at all. They don't talk about how crap it feels when you go to a high street shop and you go to the changing room with a whole bunch of clothes, like 15 items that you can't wait to try on, and none of them fit. You know, and the buttons are popping off, and you look so fat, and you're stretching. You've got mirrors all around you, and you just feel like so disgusting, like a big, massive kebab thing on a stick rotating and getting sweaty. Do you know what I mean? That's how you feel. They don't talk about that sort of stuff. It doesn't mean that I haven't got people in my life that I can talk about that stuff with, but I thought it would be more impactful and more helpful to myself and to the wider world if we talked about all that sort of stuff on here. That's what we're going to be talking about every single day. Crazy stuff that people say. Crazy things that I've heard over the years. Crazy diet advice that I've had of people. All that sort of stuff. And I think it's probably worth touching on the web of lies that is the diet industry for a little second. Because the diet industry is a load of shit. Let's just say that right now. They all want to pretend to you that there's a magic formula to losing weight, and only they can tell you the secrets. You know, they've all got their own way of doing it. And I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get into that. I'm not here to badmouth other companies. Well, I suppose I'm badmouthing all companies within the diet realm. I'm sure there's some good ones. But they all want you to lose weight their way. There's always a program they want you to sign up that costs an X amount of money, whether it's a subscription or you've got to go along to a thing or whatever, or there's specific foods that you've got to buy that they have the branding for. There's always something going on. There's always someone in the food industry and the diet industry trying to sell you their version of reality. And I just wanted to do a podcast that pieces together all the things that I've learned over the years, all the things that haven't worked, and crucially, the things that have. And I can tell you this now, since 15, I've been overweight, and there is only one thing that has worked. Eating fewer calories. It's not about exercise even for me. At one period in my life, I restricted daily, religiously, my calorie intake, and I lost about 2.5 stone. And I became thinner than I could have remembered at the time. I did put it all back on because there was lots of other things that I didn't put into practice that I then went on to learn. So what I really want to do, what I really want to say to you right now is there's so much misinformation, disinformation. There's so many people trying to sell you their version of reality to make money off you. I am not doing that, right? You don't have to pay anything to this podcast. I'm not trying to sell you anything, right? I don't even know if I'm ever going to make any money off it. Basically, I'm doing this podcast for me and for anybody that wants to come on this journey with me. Because I need daily reminders. I need something beyond just my desire to lose weight for me to be able to lose weight, for me to be able to stick to it. I need something like this. You know, the pressure of having to do something every day brings my attempt, my goal to the front of my mind every day. And that's one of the biggest things that we need to do when we're trying to lose weight or trying to do anything, trying to achieve anything in life, is you have to have that thing in the front of your mind. If you don't have it in the front of your mind, if you're not focused on that goal, you better believe if you do anything that you want to do, it's by accident. That's one of the big things that I've learned over the years. We're going to be talking about goal setting. We're going to be talking about magical thinking. We're going to be talking about all that stuff over the course of the next 365 days. Well, yeah, baby. Over the next 365 days. And you know what? Hopefully, we're really going to enjoy it. I know that I'm really excited about it. And like I say, this first episode's going to be quite a lot longer than the rest of the episodes. Day to day, there'll be themes, there'll be check-ins, there'll be this, there'll be that, there'll be how we're getting on, all that kind of stuff. This first episode, really, I've got to set the scene. You know, but that's why I need to do a podcast every day. A lot of people have said, why are you doing it every day? That is why. Because if I don't, I'll slip. I know I'll slip. Because I slip every single time. Unless it's front of mind, unless it's my focused goal, I'll slip. So, over the next 365 days, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sensibly and healthily restrict my calorie intake every single day. And I'm going to be mindful as well of the amount of calories that I consume that are carbohydrates. Why? And we'll get to this a lot more down the line. But basically, because carbs turn to sugar in your system and sugar turns to fat. And I want to lose my fat. That's why. I'm not suggesting we go carb-free. I'm not suggesting we daily fast. I'm not suggesting anything extreme at all. All I'm going to do is restrict the amount of calories that I eat and be mindful of the amount of calories that I consume through carbohydrates. This is simple. That's it. And I've been actually sort of tossing and turning in my head how many calories I should do. I was wondering whether I should do 1,600. Then I thought, is 1,600 too few? Then I thought, should I do 1,700? Is that not? I don't really know. And I did 1,500 last time when I lost like a whole bunch of weight. But 1,500 was quite hard. So I haven't sort of figured that out yet, but I sort of need to really because it's day one tomorrow. So I think I'm going to go with 1,600. And let me explain how I've come to that, because there is science behind this.
Ooh, science!
1 pound of fat on your body is roughly equivalent to between 3,000 and 3,500 calories. Right? Does that make sense? So your fat that's stored on your body, to burn it off, you have to expend about 3,000 calories. That's how that works. So then you look at the recommended daily allowance of food, right? As a bloke, I've been told by the government and food industry, whether or not that's believable or not, I don't know, you decide. I've been told that blokes should have about 2,500 calories a day, and women should have about 2,000 calories a day. So over the course of a week, let's just do the maths now, get a calculator out. If I do 7 times 2,500, that's 17,500 calories a week to stay the same weight that I am now. Now, I actually think that's too much for me and I put on weight because I don't think my metabolism's right to be able to cope with 2,500 calories. I feel like if I eat 2,500 calories, I start putting on weight. So, but, you know, that's by the by. The reality is 2,500 calories is what I'm supposed to eat. Times that by 7 days, that's 17,500 calories a week. Now, as we know by science...
Science!
This isn't me making it up. This is what scientists actually say. Between 3,000 and 3,500 calories is roughly equivalent to 1 pound of fat. So if I want to lose steadily 1 to 2 pounds of fat every week, I need to be eating under my calories by about 6,000, right? So 17,500 calories, which is the amount of calories I'm supposed to eat a week, minus 6,000, i.e. 2 pounds of fat, is 11,500 calories. Now, 11,500 calories a week, just doing this all on the fly, divide that by 7, gives me 1,642 calories a day. So 1,642 calories a day is how many I need to eat to be burning roughly about 2 pounds of fat or 2 pounds of weight each week. Does that make sense? If for any reason that doesn't make sense, go back and listen to what I've just said. Again, if it still doesn't make sense, that's the beauty of podcasts, of course. You can listen back and listen back. It's not live or anything. You can listen as many times as you want. If it still doesn't make sense, I'm going to try and sort of snapshot it again. 3,000 calories is roughly equivalent to 1 pound of fat. So to burn 1 pound of fat, you have to expend 3,000 calories. If I undereat, therefore, against my recommended daily allowance of calories by 6,000 calories a week, that's roughly equivalent to 2 pounds of weight loss a week. Does that make sense? I feel like that should make sense. If it doesn't, please do listen to it again. So what I'm going to do is as simple as that. I'm going to go with 1,600 calories every single day, 7 days a week, over the next 365 days. And my aim is to lose roughly 4.5 stone. Which means I will be thinner than I have been since I was about 14 years old, if I can do that, if I can achieve it. Well, I say if, when I achieve it. One of the most important things about having a focused goal is that you actually really, really, really believe it. So this is how it works. 1,600 calories every single day is what I'm going to do. Every single time I put something in my mouth, I'm going to write it in a food diary. My food diary isn't some old school piece of notebook with a pen and pencil. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use MyFitnessPal. I don't work for MyFitnessPal. There are probably other calorie counting things available like Fitbit and whatever else, but it's just the one that I used last time and I think it's pretty good. Very simple to use. You log in, you click on the meal that you've just consumed and you write in what you've eaten and it tells you the calories. It learns as you eat as well, so it's really, really easy. And you get into the habit of it. Last time I did this, last time I calorie restricted, I got into the habit of every single time I put something in my mouth, just getting, literally, because our phones are in our hands all the time anyway. We're like cyborgs anyway, aren't we, in these modern times? So your phone's already handy. You open up MyFitnessPal and you just stick in what you've eaten. And you know one of the things, one of the great side effects of that is sometimes you'll be in the office or whatever and someone will go, here you go, Alex, do you want a sweet? And you'll be like, I can't really be bothered because I have to then find it in my fitness pal and log one sweet. I can't be bothered. Don't worry about it. No thanks. Do you know what I mean? So actually, it kind of puts you off food anyway as a little bonus side effect. But let's not worry about that for now. My fitness pal, 1,600 calories a day. And the second that I've reached my 1,600 calories for the day, I'm simply going to stop eating, right? So it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I've already smashed through 1,600 calories. Well, that's tough shit, Alex. You can't have dinner. Sorry. Can't have that glass of wine tonight. Sorry, because you've already smashed your calories. So what that will do over the course of the 365 days, it will retrain my brain into what I should eat and when, right? I'll do away with eating things like crisps and biscuits because they're just empty calories. They don't fill you up, but it's still 200, 300 calories or whatever. Whilst if I have, you know, like a can of tuna or some broccoli with some salmon or whatever, maybe that's 250 calories and it'll keep me much more full for longer. So I don't want to feel hungry all the time. That's not what this is about. It's about eating food that makes me feel okay and never going over that 1,600 calories. I'm going to do that. I'm not even going to start talking about exercise plans and stuff like that because I haven't got time for it. Basically, I work about 8 jobs. I haven't got time and I'm now doing this every day. I haven't got time to start going to the gym and getting a personal trainer and all the rest of it. Sod that. There just isn't the hours in the day. So this is all I'm going to be doing, monitoring my calories ruthlessly. And I am going to be ruthless about it. And if you're doing this as well, you have to be ruthless about it. Find out how many calories you should eat. Find out how many calories you feel is comfortable for you and be ruthless with it. I have to say a disclaimer at this point. I don't work as a medical professional. I'm not a clinical psychologist. As I talk about things, I'm just talking about it from my own experience. You need to talk to your own medical professionals before you embark on any sort of weight loss program or anything like that. Please don't take my word as gold. It isn't gold. I'm just a normal dude who understands the very, very basic nature of weight loss in terms of restricting calories, and that's it, right? I'm not trying to say this is a golden bullet. It's not going to work for everybody. There's probably people out there that are already super thin and don't need to lose weight. All those sorts of caveats. I just think it's important to say that. I've not been told to say that. I just think it's important to say that, isn't it, really? I don't want people to, you know, find themselves in a spot of bother. This is supposed to be improving lives, not making them worse. So another thing is I'm going to be weighing myself every week, which I'm obviously really not looking forward to because I don't like people knowing how much I weigh. That's one of the things that's irked me for my... I don't like taking my clothes off in front of people. I don't like people knowing how much I weigh. I wear massive clothes to hide my curves. You know, all that kind of stuff. But I'm doing this publicly, so I've got to let you know how much I weigh. So it's time for the weigh-in.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I see that dramatic drone again. Yeah, so dramatic. Although I do actually know how much I weigh. I haven't got weighing scales here with me today because I've already weighed myself this morning. But I'll put the drone on anyway because it makes it more theatrical. So this is my starting weight. I know that I want to lose roughly about 4.5 stone. I want to get down to about 14 stone. I'm not being really overly prescriptive about it. 14, there being a number, 14 at the start of my weight would be amazing, as long as it's not 14 stone, 13 pounds, because that would be a bit like basically 15 stone. I want to be about 14 stone, 13, 12, something like that. That's, I've been told, is a comfortable weight for me. If I'm that weight and I've eaten properly and eaten healthily, my health and well-being should be a lot better than it is now. Blood pressure and everything else. So I'm currently 18 stone 6. That is my starting weight, 18 stone 6. The heaviest I've ever been was 19 stone. 18 stone 6 is what I weigh now. I am 6'2", so I'm quite a tall dude. So like I say, I'm not massive, right? But I've just struggled with this the whole time, which is why I'm doing this. So over the next 365 days, the plan is to lose about 4.5 stone, get down to about 14 stone. More importantly, though, the plan is to become much healthier in my mind, feel more confident and feel more kind of more able to feel like I've made the best of myself, right? And I'm not hurtling towards an early grave. Because don't forget, obesity is one of the biggest killers. It is. And I class as obese at the moment. Even though I'm not massive, I'm big enough to class as obese. And I don't want to die early. I think life's all right. Like I want to get on with it and enjoy it. So this is day zero. Day one starts tomorrow. And if maybe you're listening to this 10 years in the future, maybe it's now 2029, right? Man, that's futuristic. Maybe you're riding a hoverboard right now listening to this, or there's like a... You're in space. Maybe you're in space right now and you don't weigh anything, in which case this is fucking pointless. No, but do you know what I mean? You don't have to be doing this with me every single day in the current, in the now, in my now, right? Your day one can be from 5 years from now. Your day one can be in 3 days from now. Your day one can be whenever you want it to be. But the point is, over the next 365 days, whatever that means to you, this is the journey that I'm going on. And whether you're joining me just for the japes and because you maybe you're going to pick up some stuff along the way that you find interesting, like I say, it's not all going to be about weight. There's going to be stories in there and all sorts of stuff. I hope you get something out of it. And I want to say right now, thank you so much for listening because it matters to me. I can't do this by myself. And I know that I can't do this by myself because I've tried so many times and fucked it up so many times. Excuse my French, if you're my mum or dad. So do whatever you need to do. Get yourself ready, because tomorrow is day one.